Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And with the passing of Eagles founding member Glenn Frey, we wanted to take a few minutes for a special edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
I know you won't let me down.
The Detroit-born singer-guitarist died yesterday in New York at the age of 67. He started the Eagles with Don Henley about 45 years ago in Los Angeles and came to define California pop through the 70s. Joining us now with a look at the work of Glenn Frey is Jem Aswad, senior editor for Billboard. Jem, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
And a lot of people know that classic Eagles sound, but what was it specifically about Glenn Frey that stood out?
Well, there were two things about Glenn Frey. One of them was musical. Like he was one of the group's main songwriters. He was one of their lead singers. Henley was the main singer, but he took vocals on a lot of songs like New Kid in Town and songs like that. And he was also, in a less musical sense, the driving force behind it. Like Don Henley has said, he was the captain of the team, and he was famously very strong-willed. So all of which, you know, played a huge role in making the group what it was, both musically and as the sort of business juggernaut they were in the 70s and 80s.
Well, let's hear some of the music. Here is the first single from the Eagles off their debut album of the same name from 1972. Here is Take It Easy.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Now, this was mostly written by Jackson Brown. Frey added a line and sings lead vocals there, but this sound really speaks to that mellow vibe that is associated with the Eagles.
Oh, completely. And I like to think the sort of temperature of the times had a lot to do with their success, because it's the early 70s, Vietnam is still going on, you're coming out of the turbulent 60s and Manson in Southern California and all these horrible things happening, and all of a sudden here are these dudes with long hair, denim, acoustic guitars telling you to take it easy. So I really feel like that had a lot to do with their success and the explosion of the whole sound.
How did they get together? How did it all happen? Because this came just about a year after Don Henley and Glenn Frey met as members of the backing band for Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah, that's true. The accounts are a little bit muddled through the mists of time, but to hear Frey and Linda Ronstadt tell it, she recruited them. She hired Don Henley first. Frey had met Henley the year before. She was also dating John David Souther, who co-wrote a lot of the Eagles' hits, was in a group with Glenn Frey a couple of years earlier, and apparently they were at dinner, and he said to her, you should get Glenn in the band, and they called him over, and he and Henley were both in the band, and at one point, all four of the Eagles' original members, Henley, Frey, guitarist Bernie Ledden, who was also with the Flying Burrito Brothers, and Randy Meisner, the bassist, only one gig did all four of them back Linda Ronstadt, but out of that came the group, and the rest is history, really.
All right, well, let's jump forward to the late 70s. Here's the song Heartache Tonight from the 1979 album The Long Run. A very different sound there. Now, this song won a Grammy for Best Vocal Performance. What do you think was so special about the vocals here?
His vocal is strong, you know. I mean, and it's a good song. It is not. It doesn't feel like an Eagles song.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, the only telltale sign that it's actually them is the harmonies, which are gorgeous, as their harmonies always are. But it's very much a late period Eagles song. You've got Joe Walsh's slide right up front. You know, it's a more driving kind of contemporary sound. Maybe they'd gotten bored with country rock. And it was a huge hit. But the Eagles at that point could have put out almost anything and it would have been a massive hit because, their greatest hits album, 71 to 75, has now sold 29 million copies.
And, wow.
And I was around, you know, when that album came out, and they could have done anything and people would have loved it.
They split the following year in 1980. Glenn Frey went on to record his own stuff. People in the city of St. Louis probably know very well the song The Heat Is On, which is used for the St. Louis Cardinals. That's their song. He also recorded You Belong to the City, written specifically for the TV show Miami Vice in 1985.
Nobody knows.
Quite a turn musically, although I guess we are also moving from the 70s into the 80s. It's quite a change generally.
Yeah, it's hard to think of a song that screams 1984, 85 more than that one. Yeah. Everything, the drum sound, the sax, all the echo, the ambiance.
Well, who was Glenn Frey, the solo performer?
He was very different from the role he played in the Eagles. He had apparently gotten clean at that point, which does, changes things, obviously. And the country rock sound that they came up on was so passé at the time that I think they needed to do something else. His first album was a little bit more ballad heavy. But this one, I mean, he sort of found his lane with these big sort of pulsating 80s sounding songs. There was that, and there was the song from Beverly Hills Cop, both of which were huge hits for him, but they didn't really give him an open lane for a solo career. It really peaked here, and within 7-8 years, the Eagles had gotten back together.
Yeah, they were back together in 1994 and still extremely popular. I want to play a song, though, from 2007 off their last album, Long Road Out of Eden. Here's It's Your World Now.
It's your world now. My race is run. I'm moving on like the setting sun. No sad goodbyes, no tears allowed. You'll be all right.
A return to those original sounds of the Eagles back in the 70s.
Oh, completely. I think they very much knew what their audiences wanted, and you hear it on that album. You know, it's almost like they were, you know, just thinking about what an aging Eagles fan would like, and you really hear it in that song. You know, it's got the sort of folky harmonies, and it's got the gentle pace, and you've got the sort of gentle percussion in there as well. It's not super edgy, but that's not what their fans wanted.
What do you think Glenn Frey meant for American music?
He meant, the thing is, the Eagles were a very, without taking away from their music in the slightest, they were a very calculated band. They were calculated to succeed. They wanted hits. They wanted to be the biggest band in the world. And they were very effective in the way they went about it. You know, they heard a sound that they could master, and they mastered it. Now, in terms of what he means in the, annals of American music, it's really more about the group's popularity and what those songs meant to so many people. You're not going to, making the inevitable comparison between David Bowie. Their music was not innovative in that way. You know, they were not great innovators, but they were incredibly successful, and there is no denying those songs. You know, I mean, most of which were written collectively. You know, Henley and Frey have co-credits on most of the group's hits. John David Souther, who is not a member of the band but co-wrote a ton of their songs, is in the mix as well. And they're almost like the dream team of Southern California rock from that era.
That's Jem Aswad, who is a senior editor for Billboard, helping us remember Glenn Frey, founding member of the Eagles, who died yesterday at the age of 67. Jem, thank you.
Thank you.